This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Okay. So this is meeting six. We're in the low count on staff accountability subgroup. It's 15 December and a little after 13 UTC. Basically the agenda review and then we'll do the SOI check and the attendance. Okay. So what we want to, the main thing on the agenda is the review of the proposed next steps. I don't believe that we have any documents to review yet from staff, so did not make an entry for that in the agenda. If I missed them, then we should add it. So review of the next steps. You'll see when we're doing the review steps that there's two documents being worked on, and we'll be looking for volunteers for those. And I should have any other business there, but it's there by default. Does anybody see any other business that they've got that they know of at the moment? Okay, then I'll ask again at the end of the meeting, or if Jordan comes in and takes over chairing, he'll ask. Okay, so any objection to going with his agenda? Okay, attendance will be taken from the Adobe Connect room. I see at least one phone number there. So who's here solely on a phone?
George.
Oh, thank you. Hi, George. Now I recognize what voice I heard earlier. I heard a voice I recognized, but not quite. Welcome, George. Okay. So, is there anyone else on the phone that isn't on Adobe? Okay. There isn't? Okay. So we'll proceed. The SOI check, as usual. Everybody needs to update their SOI if it changed. Did anybody's change? Nope. Okay, then we'll move on to the item on the agenda. And let me get it up in editable form. So that is a, as it indicates there, it is a drive doc. Everyone should be able to comment and make suggested changes on it. So basically, where we're at now is at, let me see my head, sorry. Jordan and I got together at the while we were both at the IGF meeting last week. We looked at our schedule. We looked at the fact that we are obviously very late with things and basically came up with this plan for how to proceed and how to get ourselves on target, at least on track one, since we're obviously not making track two. And I've talked a little bit to the chairs in the background and told them where we were at on this. Both Jordan and I missed the last leadership meeting that the chairs hold, so we didn't end up putting it in the last plenary meeting we had, but the chairs were informed. Okay, so we basically put together this. Where we look at it, they're basically, when you look at our requirements, they can be filled by two documents. So the first requirement, the CWG accountability work with ICANN to develop a document that clearly describes the role of ICANN staff vis-a-vis the ICANN board and the ICANN community. This document should include a general description of the powers vested in ICANN staff by the board of directors that need and do not need approval. So we scoped this out. We figured this was a relatively short document. It would specify the roles of staff, board, community, and, you know, we do have information to go on from Jorn's talks and other issues like that. So staff, board, community. Then also specifies the relationships between them, staff to board, and that's mutual relationships between them, staff to community, board to community. It describes any proposed changes or clarifications, i.e., if after having described it, we see things that perhaps aren't clear or things that perhaps we would recommend be different, we mentioned. Describe any activities that should be started, continued, stopped, if there are any, and then basically summarize our recommendations. So I want to stop there and see, get opinions, get comments on this particular document outline. This one, basically, Jordan and I each took one of the documents. Jordan will be co-rapporteur, will be, you know, point on this one, and I will be on the other one that we'll discuss shortly. So I see no hands. So does that look, in other words, this looks like a reasonable outline for document A?
Aubrey, may I make a comment?
Please.
It looks like...
thank you, George.
You've completed the triangle here, and I think that's fine. The only issue is that the issue of the roles of the board and the relationships between the board and the community are somewhat outside the mandate of the group. Now, there's nothing wrong with putting a description in there as long as it's not meant to be prescriptive. I understand why you would do it, and I think it's probably a good idea.
Okay, thank you. That is a good note. And I can add, so this would be just descriptive.
Right.
On descriptive only.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I wrote that in the on the drive document.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's just
right. Okay.
You really want the entire triangle to be described according to the way you see it.
And I don't know if this is reasonable, and I see Klaus has his hand up, so let me answer, and then I'll go to Klaus, is that if in the conversation we actually saw something, it wouldn't be amiss to note it, I would also think, though we wouldn't be making recommendations on it.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, Klaus, please.
Yeah, hope you can hear me. Morning, Klaus. I just want to say, yeah, as a framework, as a layout for the document, I think that's fine. And I just simply think that we should get our teeth into it and then add as needed and look at it as a work of on progress, and don't take the very short outline there as the one which we have to follow religiously. Otherwise, it's fine with me, and actually quite interested in contributing.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yes, I think an outline is a starting point. It evolves while the document's being written, and nothing religious about adherence to it, in my viewpoint. I don't know if anyone else. So, okay. And good to hear that you're going to volunteer on that one, because I will be coming back to the volunteers, but I'm happy to hear that. So no other comments on that one. So we'll go with that as document A starting point. And as I say, Jordan will be the pen holder editor on that one. I don't know if he's done it yet. But we'll set up a document, a drive document with that initial starting point. And, you know, he'll be editor. Perhaps others of you will join him as editor. That's up to you all. But everyone will be in suggest and, comment mode. And then you all can work out who's actually doing the editing once you start working on it and see who actually is editing. Okay, so then moving on to document B. This is the one that I'll be initial pen on and, you know, responsible for delivering. And I have already a drive document, and I'll send out the, I'll put the contact points on shortly. Okay. CCWG accountability work with ICANN to consider a code of conduct, transparency criteria, training, and key performance indicators to be followed by staff in relation to their interactions with all stakeholders. Establish regular, independent, internal, and community surveys and audits to track progress, and identify areas that need improvement, and establish appropriate processes to escalate issues and enable both community and staff members to raise issues. This work should be linked closely with the Ombudsman Enhancement item and Workstream 2. And this was seen to be a slightly longer document, probably in the 20-page. Again, you know, it's not an assignment page limit. It was just our estimation of what kind of work item it was. Sets out current planned measures in place, code of conduct, transparency criteria, training, KPIs, re-staff relationships with stakeholders, independent surveys and audits, escalation process, including ombudsman, complaints officer, et cetera. So on this will be, you know, filling in, as it says, what exists. The information that we'll get from staff will help us fill that in, and also we'll just scour the site and see what we can find to document it as best we can. Then assess current/planned measures in place, describes any proposed changes or clarifications, describes any activities should be started, continued, stopped, recommendations. So the same end format as the other one in terms of, you know, what's going on. Do we need to understand anything better? Do we see anything that needs changing? And a discussion of activities that either should be occurring or shouldn't be occurring, and summarization of recommendations. So that's the outline for the second one. And any comments on that? Any hands?
Yeah. Cue, please.
Okay, yes, George, there are no hands, so please go ahead.
Thank you. Some clarification on line one. I think what you're talking about, CCWG Staff Accountability Group will work with. You don't mean for the whole CCWG accountability
This is the mandate that was given to us. So the mandate was given to CCWG accountability. We're doing the work now.
Okay. Then second comment on line one. When you say work with ICANN, it probably would be useful for you to say we'll work with ICANN.org, as Joran puts it, or ICANN board, or ICANN.org and ICANN board, simply to clarify who you're going to be working with.
Again, this is quoted from the mandate. So, yeah, that is understood, but I won't change that document. Perhaps we can add a footnote to this to indicate work is being done in the subgroup, though, of course, the subgroup only recommends to the full group when you get right down to it, and
right.
That by ICANN, these people were working with. So I can annotate it if you think that's necessary, but this is actually a quote from, the work given to us. Right.
Thank you, though,
for that. And
yeah, agreed.
Thank you. Thanks. Any other comments on this? I see none, so I can assume that this is okay as the starting point for document D. Okay, I'll be looking for volunteers to help on this one. Okay, going on to the next step. So I guess the two questions are these specifications okay? Now, I've asked about each of them individually. Does it look like we're missing something? Is there a document C that we haven't put down or some other activity or issue? Or does this adequately set out the work we need to get done. Okay? Hearing nothing, I'll assume that unless something comes up again, nothing is carved in stone. You know, that should we find other work that needs to be done, et cetera, we can add it. So we'll go with these two as our plan. Okay, so the plan for this meeting had been to work through the work plan, which we're doing, discuss the I can't answers to questions, if available. That wasn't on the agenda. And then establish. So that is our agenda for this one. We've laid out the agendas for the meetings going forward to try and get this work done so that we have a draft outcome for the plenary come Copenhagen. So no more calls after today until the new year. We work through the draft of Document A on our next meeting on 5 January. Then on 19 January, we start out just checking any changes that had to be made to Document A, and then working through Document B. That would be the 19th of January. 2nd of February, we test agreed changes to draft argument, Document B. We finalize A for CCWG plenary. We can send A, or hopefully we can send A to CCWG plenary at that point. 16th, we finalize B. At that point, both documents should be headed to plenary for reading. Then we have a second march, and then we have a plenary. So that doesn't give us a whole lot of slippage room. We need to get the drafts done over the holiday and the beginning of the year. Both Jordan and I agreed that we had time during the holidays to spend some of our time on getting parts of them in there. So open up the comments on this a schedule that we're going to attempt to try and get on at least some schedule, since we missed our previous schedule while waiting and then not really knowing how to start while waiting. So anybody have a comment? Okay, so we'll go with that schedule. We'll go with those tentative agenda items planned going forward. Obviously, we'll add items as they're needed, and I'll report back on this to the leadership and to the plenary once it's time for another plenary meeting. Okay, so anything else on the plan going forward, the proposed next steps? Then I want to move on to volunteers. Need volunteers for both teams. I'm happy to hear that Klaus has volunteered on Document A. Yes, Klaus, I see your hand.
Just one brief, Klaus speaking, sorry, just one previous question. In both documents, they will be based on a lot of existing documents. Do we have all the existing documents which refer to Document A and B available somewhere to make our stuff much more easy?
Yes. At this point, we're still waiting for those documents, but we will find what we can find. And that's kind of what I mentioned. Many of these documents are in our pending request from the staff, but we've basically decided that to try and meet our schedule, we need to do the best we can moving forward and see what we can find, see what we can dig up, and hopefully the documentation will be forthcoming real soon now. But I don't think, unless Karen has a different answer, but I don't see her hand up. So I haven't seen the documents yet. And, but we'll have to find what we need to find. Basically, best I can say. And if we got blanks, then we'll have blanks and we'll go forward with, this page left intentionally blank or something. Yes, Klaus.
Afia, I'm a little bit sorry about that, but I think we should expedite or encourage staff to make these documents available as quickly as possible because, A, in the efficiency of work, and B, with respect to the quality of the work. It would be better to have everything there on the table and not to have to work with blanks and things like that. And as this is a pure administrative task it doesn't involve rocket science to find out the relative parts of what already exists in ICANN, I think there should be a way to encourage staff to get it done as quickly as possible so that we can work with a full set of tools. Thank you.
Yes.
Cue, please.
Thank you, Klaus. Great. Okay. Yes. Is that George? Please, George.
Yes. I think I would support what Klaus is saying in large part because ICANN is preparing to close down for a week at Christmas. And if you want documents by the beginning of January, you're really not going to get them unless you ask for them almost immediately.
Oh, we've asked for them in the past, and mm-hmm. and fairly consistently. It's just that we need to start the work with what we've got. But yes. We have asked for them, and anything that and anything that can be said to encourage their delivery would be very much appreciated. Much agree.
Yep.
Yeah, and as Karen says in the notes, I've been told that it's being worked on and that it should be sent soon. So, I have every hope. I'm very optimistic.
Are they sending them one by one? Or is it a matter of trying to get the whole package together before they're sent? The latter would
I don't know. It's a black box to me, so I'd only be guessing. But we certainly haven't received any. But I do not know.
Yeah.
Okay. So the schedule is pushing it. But just felt that we had to start working on this. And as I say, even if we've got blank spaces, but I do think just from looking around and such, going to, for example, some of the benchmarks that they've shown us in slides at various presentations of staff and project benchmarking and things like that. I think that we, even without direct documentation, with some effort, we can glean some of it from just things that the staff has told us. For example, Joran's talks, and his blogs, and, the metrics presentations that they've shown us. I forget what the proper, the KPI indicators and pictures that they've shown in various presentations over the years, all the operational improvements that were made during Saudi's regime, all those things are there. They gave us presentations. So having the direct documentation would be best, and that's what we asked for. But I do think that with a little bit of digging, this is me talking with my researcher hat on, with a little bit of digging from presentations and blogs and other things like that, we can construct a picture and then be corrected as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Optimism, what can I say? Okay.
Sounds good.
So any other comments? Yes. Okay. Thank you, George. Any other comments? Karen, add in. It is my understanding that they are responding to all questions, and I think that's wonderful, and I very much appreciate it. And I know it's probably a whole lot of work to find all these things and get them together. Okay. So having said all that, I'm back to volunteers. Don't be dissuaded from looking for volunteers. Now, the documents will be done the way, you know, we've always done the documents, which is there'll be a number of editors. As I said, initially, Jordan and I will be editors, and we'll probably be editors on each other's too. And if other people want to take on some of that role as the work goes on, we can certainly. Otherwise, everybody in the group will have the ability to comment and to suggest. But I'd really like to get at least a small writing group of like 3 of us per document of people that say, you know, they'll do more than just happen to go suggest and comment, but will actually put some time into it. I'm hoping, Klaus, that that's what you meant when you said you'd volunteer for A. And I'm wondering whether we have any other volunteers for putting in a little bit of the research, putting in a little bit of the assembling and writing. Pam, I see no writing. So I guess for the moment we'll go with Klaus as the only one that stepped up to it, and hopefully the rest of you will at least dip into the documents when you see we've created them and may actually decide to help with the writing of these things, the collecting of the you know, I'd ask if any of you have any of that information, especially before you get the answers, you know, contributing that would be a good thing, whether, you know, however it gets there. I think most of you, when you're suggesting a comment, unless you've got, you know, a Gmail account logged in, you know, you show up as you know, anonymous dolphins on the screen, and I believe your comments do go in anonymously, unless you name them. But in any case, so hopefully people will contribute to the text, contribute to the content, the research. We will get answers soon. Okay, I've done most of the talking, except for George, thank you, and Klaus, thank you. Alan, thank you. Alan, I will put time into reviewing when something is drafted, but volunteering to do the work is less realistic. Thank you, Alan. I have said the same thing in other groups, so I understand completely, but thank you for that. As I say, the up volunteer remains open. We're at any other business now. If we don't have anything else to talk about, I won't waste any more of anybody's time. And please, if you've got the time cut aside, spend the 30 minutes looking into this. I've already created one document. B, let me give you the I'll put that in the copy link. Document B has been started, and anyone who has the link can comment. So anybody that has any inkling during this, now 29 minutes left on the hour, please take the time to jot some notes there, you know. Okay. Anything else? I close the meeting. I thank you for listening to me today, and happy holidays to you all. Unless, of course, we've got another meeting together before the holidays, in which case it'll be happy holidays then. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Aubrey. Happy holidays to you all, too.